Professor Lisa Te Moringa, or Associate Professor, who has whakapapa connections to Ngāti Whātua Ōrākē, Te Reo Haunga, Apui and Te Lāroa, is with us today. She's a nutrition and Māori health researcher and a Rutherford Discovery Fellow. Now, the Health Coalition Aotearoa, Ōropu, is presenting a petition to double kaora kāko healthy school lunches to Kimala Balich MP at Parliament tomorrow. Professor Lisa Te Moringa is the chair of the Health Coalition Aotearoa. She's with us today. Thanks for your time, Lisa. Tēnā koe, kia ora and welcome.
Tēnā koe. Thank you for having me.
Tēnā koe. I see students in Ngāti Toa, Kura and Purirua, are going to join you and others in presenting the petition, which has been signed by over 100 schools, PPTA and NZEI unions, and over 60 health and community organisations. Give us your take, please, as somebody who has researched deeply into nutrition, etc., and with a strong focus on our tamariki Māori, the importance of retaining, in fact, enhancing kaora, kaako, healthy school lunches program. The benefits are many, we are led to believe. What's your take on it, Lisa?
I think this is the most important sort of nutrition intervention or action that any government's taken in New Zealand for a long, long time. I think it's fabulous. It's delivering healthy meals to kids who need it most. You know, so it goes out to the schools and some of our lowest or poorest sort of communities. It's making sure that kids are learning, you know, with full tummies, so they have the best opportunity to learn. It's sort of levelling that playing field. It's making sure kids get to eat fruits and vegetables and try new foods that maybe they can't afford to try at home. And it's in the schools that I've visited that have this program. It's sort of building a real sense of community. Kids eat together at lunchtime. I went to Manarewa High School last week and had a look at the amazing program they're doing there. They're employing 15 people from the community, making over 2,500 delicious meals. And all of the staff and the students that are involved in that program are, you know, they're just so happy, feeling really satisfied, being able to work on something that's really meaningful and sort of showing manaaki to their community. So I think it's fabulous.
Well, there are some opponents, of course, who will question the cost and also wastage. The latter, there doesn't appear to be a lot of wastage because kai that's not eaten at lunchtime seemingly is left for whānau who appreciate it to take home. Either way, we're seeing massive rises in costs. We all go to the supermarket. I shake my head sometimes at how much prices have risen in the past year or two. And really do, as we should, be mindful of how difficult it might be for those on set incomes with growing teenagers who get hungrier and hungrier and, you know, the costs associated with that growth just not able to be found in the whānau wallet. So it's very helpful. And who are opposing schools and lunches? It's a given in other countries, isn't it? The States, England, I think they have hot lunches for all their tauira. So we're, you know, we're sort of following in their footsteps. But why would there be opposition to the program?
Well, some people, you know, and, you know, there's a sort of independent sort of thinking ideology in New Zealand. So, you know, people think, well, it's up to parents to feed their kids. And, you know, whether or not you believe that it's, you know, parents should be taking more responsibility, if they are not able to, for whatever reason, and I'm not going to judge, like, their kids are not responsible for that. Like, let's just feed the kids. I don't care. You know, we all have a responsibility as society to make sure we're raising happy, healthy children that are going to be our taxpayers looking after us in not very many years in the future when we're retired. So it's not in our best interest to have kids failing to thrive. I think we can all take a chance. Also, I was talking to about the wastage issue. Steve Smith, who's the head chef at Manarewa High School, you know, his take on it is, well, the food's got to taste good. And at Mararewa High School, they're preparing the food on site in their own school. So they're able to use every penny that they get funded for to make meals. And he said one thing that people often forget about too is the meals have got to taste nice. So he's really keen to work with schools to get, you know, much more of a network going where they can share their ideas on meals that have been successful, look at how they can bring the cost down to, you know, bring the taste up. So I think there's a lot of work that we could do to make this program even better than it is already. And, yeah, universal school lunches overseas where all kids get them, you know, it's really successful. We don't have to worry about whether it's fair or not, you know, because there are lots of benefits from all the kids getting the food. You know, it reduces stigma. No one's sitting there feeling whakama because they, you know, can't afford a lunch or they had to get a free lunch. You know, everyone's just getting the same thing. It's kind of normalising.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, we've been speaking with teachers, health professionals like yourself and the organisation you represent, Health Coalition Aotearoa. Has there been much canvassing of the tauira of our rangatahi about how they feel about access to these lunches and how beneficial it is to them? Have you sourced feedback from those in the front line, literally our students?
Yeah, well, we did talk to a lot of the students at Mararewa High School and they were really keen on it, and I was talking to some of the kids in the lunch line too, and you know, kids are kind of shy about talking to adults, and but I think the truth, the one of the really good indicators that the kids like it and it's working is attendance rates at schools which get these lunches have gone up, so there's much less truancy. So they're going to school because they're getting a meal, and that, I think, says it all.
Tēnā koe. You're presenting to Camilla Balich. Why so?
Well, Minister Taneti is very busy at the moment. There's a lot of stuff going on in the education sector, you know, with the universities and the school strikes and things like that. So she was just unfortunate at this time, this close to the election, to meet with us. So we're presenting it to Camilla Balich because she's an associate on the education portfolio. You know, it's late in the piece, it's close to the election, but we just want to keep the spotlight on this program because we think it's a fantastic program, but the funding for it hasn't been committed beyond the end of next year. So, you know, we want to highlight how important it is, make sure that we secure the funding into the future and also expand it to a lot more kids than are getting it at the moment, because we know that there are kids in schools that don't get it who really need it as well.
Tēnā koe. What's it cost to wrap us up? Do you know?
At the moment, it costs about $300 million a year for the 25% of schools that are getting it. So it would cost, but, you know, I think it's cost-saving in the long run if we have more kids succeeding at school going on to live productive, healthy lives.
Tēnā koe, and thanks for joining us on the program again, Lisa. I look forward to our next kōrero. Ngā mihi nui kā koe.
Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe. That's Associate Professor Lisa Te Moringa. She's at Massey University and is the Chair of Health Coalition Aotearoa. You're with Urban Māori Radio 603. It's 7 to 8. Hekia Parata joins us.